RadioMD, RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today it seems that almost every day we are inundated with quick fix relief products that promise us the world and the world's fastest fix for many of the things that we're ailing with every single day, especially a troubled digestive system. You know, take this and eat what you want and never ever have a problem again. Well, we look to these to allow us to, well, have our cake and eat it too. But rarely, if ever, do we hear these same commercials telling us how to get our digestive systems back in order, how to fix a troubled gut, and how to really put back what we need to put back, what is ailing and missing in our guts and our digestive systems, and how to make those dramatic changes every day that we might be the culprit with, you know, the way we live, the way we eat, the foods we eat. You know, these things are just not talked about enough. Basically, it's all about the cover-up. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry. Natasha, thank you for being with me on the show today. Isn't it interesting that these quick digestive fixes are everywhere and we are almost glamorized by them? Because I think what happens is we think to ourselves, wow, I can use this and still eat these things that I know are bad for me and be in perfect order. It's frustrating.
Well, it's not only frustrating, it's very dangerous, and I think has led to the outbreak of so many chronic illnesses that affect our health on a daily basis. In fact, the numbers keep rising. No matter how many times we've read the statistics, it's not making an impact on people's thinking, because I think basically they don't understand that their body is this marvelous machine, and digestion is a very complex, you know, process where it's used to nourish every cell in your body. And when that's disrupted for any reason, that whole system slows down, and then instead of nourishing your body, can actually be introducing toxic chemicals and byproducts into your body, which not only poisons every cell in your body, but also irritates the immune system, which, you know, can lead to all kind of chronic autoimmune diseases. And also irritates your second brain, which, you know, is housed in the small intestine in approximately 100 million neurons that are found there as part of the enteric nervous system. So quick fixes to digestive ills are not only irrational, but are dangerous. And we should understand, when we use these quick fixes, how to eliminate using them for prolonged lengths of time and getting our digestion back into order.
Would it be too much for us to ask the same people that are talking about the quick fix to also give people some information on how to never end up in this state again? It would seem that, you know, if they were doing their due diligence and we were learning from, you know, what was out there as far as information, you know, obviously we all get frustrated and we want to be able to feel better than we do at the moment. And there are those times when we probably even verbalize the words, oh, just give me something that'll make me feel better and I'll be better to myself the next time. But there's nobody telling them how to get better, or a small amount of us only.
No, well, what the problem is that people are also responsible for the state of affairs.
True.
Because they want the quick fix, but then when the quick fix is working, they use it for years. Let me just give you an example. When you're using proton pump inhibitors, and these are potent chemicals that actually signal the brain to stop producing acid in the stomach, or we use H2 blockers, which is a slower way of stopping the stomach acid, and we use antacids to stop acid production. Now, what happens, these remedies were meant to be used no more than for a couple of weeks as part of critical care, which is offered by, you know, over-the-counter drugs, and in some cases, even prescriptive drugs. And what's happened is, because the companies like selling these products, they actually incentivize the doctors to keep prescribing this. And then you find people who are on these drugs for 1 year to as many as 10 years. And that, to me, is just unthinkable. And then very little is reported on the diseases that are associated with the abuse of these acid or acid indigestion what I call fixers, and people are clueless to that now they'd have to start taking medication for possibly an autoimmune disease or a possible, you know, failed kidney or, you know, a host of problems that are very damaging to our health and to our life in the end.
You know, I can't tell you how many people that I talk to that write to me and I answer their emails or their text, and they will say that they started using one of these purple pill proton pump inhibitors, and, you know, they felt better in a short period of time. And I said, I understand that. And they're saying, well, I'm healed now. And that mentality kind of goes really, really deep, because when you're coming from a place of pain and discomfort and frustration and symptoms, and you use something and all of a sudden that situation, although covered up in many instances, is just not there, it's hard to wrap your mind around the idea that it didn't fix it, it just covered it up.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think what the whole purpose of the show is not to tell anybody to go against their doctor's recommendation, but to think outside the box and to understand what they're really doing to their body. And that's why I wanted to take the time today to talk about the digestive process, which nourishes every cell in our body, including, you know, our capacity to think clearly and have good moods. So the first part is ingestion. You know, people don't realize that, you know, digestion starts in the mouth, and the mouth, secretes saliva, and the process of chewing or grinding using the teeth releases more saliva to lubricate and to add chemicals to the food, and the swallowing of food to send it to the next part of the digestive tract. So the next part of the digestive tract is your stomach. So that's where a lot of the further digestion takes place. And some digestion of carbohydrates takes place in the upper small intestine. So the important thing of the acid in the stomach is twofold. The acid in the stomach is a barrier to keep bacteria out of the small intestine that will interfere with the existing ecosystem of bacteria that are in your small intestine that are designed to help us facilitate better digestion and absorption and assimilation. So when you stop, when you get rid of that acid barrier, you are now introducing a host of bacteria through every bite of food you take, through every sip of liquid you take, through every breath of air you take, into the small intestine, which now disrupts that further digestion and absorption process and can lead to what I call debilitating diseases that will definitely impact the quality of our life.
And the thing is, you know, when you stop using these, the symptoms not only come back, sometimes they come back worse than where they were before.
Absolutely. That is a proven case, and it's cited in literature if you look for it everywhere.
It's very, very frustrating because, you know, and I understand the frustration, and I know you do as well. You know, you've been talking about this for decades now, about us taking control of our guts and our digestive systems. And, you know, it's difficult when people are suffering, and I feel the frustration. And it's hard sometimes just for people to think that, well, in a short period of time, I can actually put things back in order and make them feel better. And I think sometimes they're just thinking about what I can do right now to feel better in an hour. And then they use anything.
Well, yeah. And I think when we get back in the next segment, I'm going to go down to tell you what the use of the PPIs, or what we call the purple pill type fixes, have caused to the American public, and why people should think twice about abusing this medication. Remember, pharma medication is used for critical care. It was never intended to be used on a daily basis for prolonged periods of time. In fact, the manufacturers of these drugs tell you and tell the doctor that they shouldn't be using it for more than 2 weeks at a stretch.
This is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening, and stay well.